Well, as reported a while back, the Natural Resources Conservation Service is under new leadership, as since the December retirement of former Chief Dave White, Acting Chief Jason Weller has been at the helm.
Right now, my primary focus is on ensuring good continuity. Chief Dave White was an incredible leader and visionary for NRCS and a true spokesperson, an amazing spokesperson for the value of conservation, not just for NRCS, but for the private lands, incentive-based voluntary approach to conservation. So it's my role and task right now is just to buckle down and ensure we have good continuity in terms of our service that NRCS is providing.
And Weller reaffirms his dedication to working with producers through a voluntary approach for private lands conservation.
And that it truly is a voluntary collaborative approach. And I really earnestly believe this is not a top-down federal approach to helping landowners address their needs. Really, it's us working through the soil and water conservation districts at the local level and our partners in the states and nonprofit community, but working really hand-in-hand with farmers and ranchers to jointly identify business needs really on their operations. Sitting down with them and then figuring out how do we best help you be as successful as possible as a producer, and that it, long term it's in our interests to ensure that they're sustainably economic. So working farm and ranch is really the best thing for the natural resources. So whether you're concerned about soil or water quality or air quality or abundant wildlife, it's that collaborative approach, that partnership approach with farmers and ranchers that I just want to ensure that your listeners understand my firm belief and then support for that approach.
As of now, there is no firm deadline on when a permanent NRCS chief will be appointed. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.